I'm working late, cause I'm a Taoiseach. Hello everyone, and I'm sure you're just as upset as I am.
I know, spinal surgery wait times.
Draw out the hospital hames.
And the home building figures are below last year's missed targets.
Oh. No, not that rubbish. My own, my precious, taken from me by that tricksy little green. I mean, I don't want to be prickly, but I was pricked.
And not this election date muck again.
But it is my constitutional muck. It's all I have besides the bot army of videographers who follow me around recording my every musing, which reminds me.
Yep.
Ready?
Rolling.
Into Clurb, we all fam. Go with that.
What on earth was that?
No time to explain.
Hey, Chuck, well, you called the blinking election. We all know it's the 29th of November.
That's not my date. That's Roderick's. Ooh. I will ultimately decide. It is my prerogative.
So the 29th then?
Block. Just get the date sorted out so the good people in this country can get on with the business of having zero interest in the campaign, hey?
Okay, moving on. Tell me things so I look busy in this video. Start rolling.
Well, Pascal has been cleared of the freebie election postering scandal stuff he got from the data centre contractor.
Oh.
Yes, the low standards of the Public Office Commission ruled that too much time has passed to slap me in the dimples.
And how did they decide that?
Well, they saw from the photo of me in those posters for 2020 how much I've aged while repeatedly turned down for European gigs ever since.
You have to love the ethics watchdog.
The pathetics watchdog. Thank you very much for laughing.
The other thing on the agenda, we're going to beat Sinn Féin in the election.
Yes.
They'll be blocked by voters and deplatformed so hard they'll have to resort to doing a ranty podcast and launch a cryptocurrency.
Now, farewell drinks arrangements.
Oh, yes.
Josepha Madigan's is cancelled as the place with the swings was unavailable.
However, the party for Ringer and Charlie Flanagan in Doherty Nesbitt's will go ahead.
Thank you, thank you.
And I'll be merging with the going away drinks for Kerry, Cannon, Creed, Griffin, Keogh, Phelan, Broughton, Stanton, English, O'Dowd, and McHugh. There's a separate function to pay tribute to Messrs. Coveney and for Radcar if anyone's interested.
Now I'm going too, so I'll be giving out my very last hugs and grants to members during the cocktail sausages. Don't be at that owl.
Heather for president.
Stop that talk. There's only one head of state I'm interested in. Right. His Majesty the King. Hey. Now it is a sad occasion, so might I quote the great Monaghan poet. Yous go out the same way yous come in.
What?
Big Tom, yous hoors yous. First one to Donnie's gets the pat rabbit's nunk.
Bye-bye. Thank you for your service. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everyone. Close the door. Right, then. Now we must get on with the business of... good Lord. Is this everyone that's left? What?
Well, pretend I'm not here because I'll be gone the minute Brussels calls.
Oh, no.
Which means that I'm now the next most experienced minister.
Huh?
And after all, I've been practicing a new energy.
Right, well, Helen, just give it a go.
I'm doing it now.
What?
This is my new energy.
Oh, God.
Can't you feel the buzz? Because in the club, we all fam.
Oh. Okay, stop the video. Delete.
Diddums.
Is it too late for me to announce that I'm not running either?
Oh, God.
Well, it's a really special week, Madam Vice President.
Really? Why? Are the polls finally looking up, Coach Tim?
Oh, no, not at all. In fact, you're now losing support, but it's still real close.
What? Well, why did you even try
to... Sorry, I'm such a knucklehead. A little birdie told me it might be somebody's birthday.
Well, maybe now that I'm an older woman, the American people might respect me more.
You're right. Voters love old ladies, though preferably when they're married to a bush.
I knew that, Tim. I turned 60. I didn't turn into a man.
Which is an awful shame.
Listen, you know if I can change how I talk for Georgia?
Right.
Why not do it for the bros?
Hey, dude, let's get some beers and talk about a Dodge truck like it's a chick. I don't know. It feels sort of creepy to me, but it is the closest I've heard this campaign come to a cogent policy objective.
If there's one thing I know the American people don't want, it's cogent policy ideas and plans.
Oh.
So I'm going out there to CNN tonight, and I am serving...
Mamala president?
No, man.
Oh.
A word salad
with dude on top.
Okay, let's move on. Let's talk the truth about Joe Biden. When did you notice his decline?
You know, Anderson, I love the truth. I like how it feels in my mouth, and I feel America wants us all to be in a state of being in accordance with fact.
Okay, but when did you see his mental state diminish?
I think Joe Biden's an extremely accomplished noun word.
President?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry to interrupt, but you must have seen him decline because everybody who saw him on TV did.
I'll be open and honest. Every time I saw Joe Biden, he was, so, and he never stopped doing.
Right. But what was he doing?
Oh, my gosh. He was doing doings. Joe Biden was always doing so many doings. And whatever doings he didn't do, I'm going to get done. For American people.
Like, differently, or...
Yes?
I couldn't help but notice you going high there on that, so let me get back to it. Mm. When did Joe Biden lose his marbles?
He made decisions for American people, even when he was doing his drooling and talking about Corn Pop or passing out mid-sentence. He was, and I saw firsthand. Joe Biden was always fully aware of his mind journeys. Uh-huh.
Let's get back to your plans for the country. Mm. What is your 4-year program for education?
I know this one. I remember Donald Trump's a fascist.
That's it.
Also, have you heard me speak fluent, bro?
No.
Okay.
Have you ever dreamt of a Hummer
with boobies?
Madam Vice President, thanks. Thank you.
They say if you spend too long in a large, drafty house, in the bleak, freezing mists, a man could lose hold of his very faculties.
Done, boy. 14 years of no work makes Michael a dull boy. 14 years of no work makes... What was that? Who's there? The swing of the orders isn't occupied this time of night. The bathroom.
Close the door, you wee scot. You're letting all the heat out.
What is going on here, Heather?
Hey, don't mind me, Uktarocha, your majesty.
What the devil? This is my bath. How dare you?
I just wanted to check if the plumbing passes muster. Also, them curtains in the messy room downstairs have to go, hey?
That is my study filled with very important papers.
Well, I put them in the skip out the back with the rest of the rubbish.
What? No, I've only completed 57 stanzas of my Iran Boo poem.
I had to clean up before I take over.
What now? Splish, just say... You have to go. What on earth is going on here? What now?
How are you doing, Bosco? The usual, is it, President Hiccups?
You! What are you doing here in my ballroom at this hour of the night?
Keep your pair on. I'm trying to order some puke to run out for size. Only 11 months to go for you, huh?
And you think...
I'll play it by beer, though. What are you having?
Hallucinations, I hope.
What?
Mishnook! I must go to him. Don't touch anything, you.
But I've 14 years of free pints to get through. Rome wasn't spilt in a day, what?
Oh, do shut up, you stupid mutt.
What is the meaning of this? Unhand my animal.
Well, I shan't.
Pearls, Fitzgerald, when this completes a set. Devil's out from my position.
Won't be long now, dear.
You leave Mishnoch alone.
But I'm such an animal person.
Oh, right. Are you?
Oh, yes, darling. I live for furs. I worship furs.
What?
After all, is there a president in all of this wretched world who doesn't?
Furs from Mishnoch? No! You wouldn't! You can't! You mustn't! Please! No! Leave me! The ballroom! The bath! Morning! Morning! It was just a dream, a terrible dream! Dear! Dear! Wake up, dear! The orders! It is still mine. Oh, yes. As I had this frightful thought, the residence of the first citizen sullied by nobodies without a single...
There, my little manny. We're never leaving here. I still have 2 full terms to go, genuinely.
No!
Rick, Rick. Thank you.
This is a great week for the Greens. Yay. Calling Simon Harris's bluff and setting an election date myself. It is so random of me. I felt like, wow, so powerful. Yes. Imagine what could have been achieved over the last 4.5 years if we forced the government's hand more often. Anyway, a win is a win, is a win. And speaking of wins, I don't know how you lot are going to fare in the election.
What?
I mean, I'll be fine. Dublin West is up a seat and down a Taoiseach. Mm. Plus, our internal polling shows my approval rating is really quite good, surprisingly.
That's only because they think you're doing an impression of Pascal Donoghue.
But I look at all of you and...
What are you saying? Yeah.
Well, I mean, Eamon is retiring.
I sure am. I'm going to work so little I'll get into bridge and beekeeping. Oh, wait, I already do those things.
Catherine will be okay. Actually, where is Catherine Martin?
She's off with her taxpayers' blank cheque buying Rory Gallagher guitars and getting high fives from Lovey's drunk on arts grants.
Ooh. Beyond that, I'm not so sure. I mean, NASA Harrigan, you're in more feuds than a hutch, and now you might be unseated by one.
No, it's okay. He was arrested.
Oh.
I still won't win, though. Am I even in this party anymore? I can't remember.
Francis Noel Duffy, Patrick Costello, a.k.a. Ooh. Catherine's husband and Hazel Chew's husband. Sorry to say, guys, but you're just political wags. I mean... Your wives are more famous.
True, in fairness.
Oisín Smith.
Well, between the deposit return scheme, those ugly little bottle shelves they put on bins to stop homeless people rummaging through them, there's no way I'm getting back in.
Actually, Oisín, you're in one of our safe seats.
What?
Dunleary is full of cycle lanes, oat flat whites and dry robes.
Wow.
I mean, if they don't vote for us there, nobody will.
It sounds like it's going to be a total wipeout then.
No.
But hey, look at the bright side, everyone.
Yeah.
This might be our biggest wipeout yet.
Hooray! Historic!
And whatever happens, we can be proud of our legacy.
Yes.
We harness the energy and passion of those houseless young people in 2020,
uh-huh.
only to leave them totally and utterly disenchanted with politics for good.
I feel sleepy.
We committed to a 51% reduction in carbon emissions,
yes.
and we're on track to not even come close to that.
Yes.
Despite using people's property tax to fill their roads with cycle lanes as empty as the shoulders of greens at bumps time in a count centre.
Don't forget, Mark Ruffalo knows who we are now.
That's right, and he hates us too.
Yay!
He does. Good chat, Greens, and best of luck in the election. And remember, there's always the Shannon.
Oh.
It's ignored, dull, and scoffed at when occasionally noticed. I mean, what better home could we wish for? Happy Halloween.
Presenter went shingle jangled. Oh, hello, it's Marty here, the good one. Do you know, when I was a young shaver, I never worried about shingles. Jingles now, you always had to be aware of them, especially since playing a jingle was the only way I could tell which radio station I was broadcasting on. Having just been axed from someplace else so many times, here's young Marty's jingle on 2FM Breakfast back in the day.
Marty's just happy to see you.
Morning glory with Marty.
Naughty Marty, but I was a young man back then, in my early 50s. Now, we don't have jingles and lyric, thank the stars, as the man says, so plenty of time to worry about shingles, in between all the ads for home help and prune juice. Did you know that more than a quarter of Irish people don't know that shingles can affect you more than once? And a quarter of Marty is delighted that winning streak hasn't returned. But I'll never say, no. Now, I must quit my jabbering and recommend that everyone over the age of 50 gets their jabbing, which means everyone who screams when they bend down to pick up their glasses or shouts at the television when the two Johnnies come on from their lock-in, for goodness sake, somebody get the keys and get them out. Then you know you need the shingle jangle. This is a message from the old presenter. Sure, I'll be driven demented.
Here she is now.
All right, Nightmare on Parnell Street. You've got 3 minutes of my time before I disappear, draw the blinds and binge watch Aidan Turner's bottom in the Jilly Cooper Rivals thing.
Well, it's been a bruising few weeks for the party, no
With
doubt.
With all them apologies. Ugh, my brain is in a sorry state from apologies. Unreserved apologies.
Aye.
The sorry if you were offended apologies. Ooh. Half-hearted apologies. Apologies for all the things I said in last week's apologies. Oh. And my favourite, the sorry... Would
Would you let me finish? Apologies.
One right. thing you should never apologise for, Mady Lou, what? Being you. You're still my number one.
Well, thanks. I'm not sure how many in Dublin Central will agree with you, especially now that Claire Daly's muscling in on our outrage vote.
Well, at least the dust is settled now and the poll course have moved on to less important matters.
Very good.
The only minor blip was Brian Stanley's wife getting that gig in Europe.
Oh, do I need to apologise for that?
No, I don't think so.
It's so awkward. I mean, it's like that thing where you've a bridesmaid and find out the new boyfriend is a thundering dose.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
Do you rescind her plus one today too?
Right.
Or do you just keep on sipping through those willy straws and never mention the thing?
Oh, we should do a girls' night out.
What?
A real mad one.
Sorry.
Like one of them dues they have up north where someone has to resign the next day for breaking a portrait of some gouty looking unionist.
Oh my God, what is wrong with our idiots? Louise. Thank you.
Well, we have apologised for that now, haven't we?
In Irish, I presume, to show how little we mean it.
Up the broad arms!
Speaking of, any sign of an apology from Patrick Keelty for his little far-right anti-shinner joke?
That was a disgrace.
And yet not ye are claiming the late late his satire now.
Well, I mean, it is pretty funny these days.
What?
Have you seen him attempting a rapport with Saoirse Ronan and Colin Farrell?
No.
Hilarious.
All right.
And actually, I think we should thank Keelty. I mean, it's been ages since we've had an excuse to exercise our cloying sense of victimhood.
Hashtag RTBlazeBlaze.
No, boss, I know we're tight for time, but I just wanted to bring up Mairead Farrell.
Oh, Lord, what's this one done?
She hasn't.
Don't even tell me. Let me just go on Morning Ireland and express my disgust and horror
she didn't do anything wrong. She's just our new chair of the Public Accounts Committee.
Right, so Maura...
Mairead Farrell.
Right, she's one of our nondescript and utterly unknown ones.
Absolutely,
ma'am. Oh, perfect. We need more people like her. What's her constituency?
Galway West.
Oh, Gráinne Shóiga shoe-in country. Good luck with that. Right, I'm off to Central to pick up one of their worst Proseccos. You know, the really good pink stuff that ensures you don't realise Sunday is happening and forget to change your clocks till Tuesday. My phone will be off and rivals will be worn. And I make zero apologies for that. Shinner out.
Listen, JD, it's very simple. You say all the stupid things and I'll be the genius. Okay, shut up. I'm hanging up now.
Hi.
Elon, my man, put it there.
I don't touch other humans. That's too woke.
Absolutely. Those lame, lip-flake losers always expressing human love to each other. My wife and I express our love through gold, empty silences.
Now, are we winning my election or...
Your election? Well, the polls are tight, but your $1 million bribe is working a treat.
We don't call it a bribe. We call it a gift, Donald.
A gift, right. Wink, wink, wink.
Just like how it's no longer called Twitter... It's called X.
You call it X. It's funny. I call my ex Stormy Wilde. I bet if Stormy went for that dinner with Arnold Palmer and not me, she would never have sued. Believe me, he was all man.
Whoa. Why are you always talking about genitalia? You have to stay on message.
Well, it's very manly. I find it very manly imagining that dead golfer in the showers. I wonder, can we have him exhumed? Sorry, Twitter zoomed. Is that what I'm supposed to say? I never know.
But it's X. Now, do you remember my two simple requests for donating all this money to your PAC?
Well, one is that I occasionally use your Twitter thing.
Dude, stop deadnaming my platform. That hurts my feelings, okay?
And two, I make you the Secretary of State for Space Force.
Yes, and I oversee regulation of any businesses that I own, that I run, that I own.
Right, which is all those loser EVs.
What?
And also monetizing hate speech from men on paleo diets who still think Pizzagate was real.
Anyway, I want to talk about the war that I'm starting with the British Prime Minister.
Sorry, what? I promised I would have no wars. No wars.
Well,
I will only deploy the military on anyone who shares clips of me farting at rallies.
But foreign interference is illegal, so this is very important.
Where are you from again, Elon?
Africa, but
wow.
I will be a Martian soon.
Africa, that means you can decide to become black just like Kumala. You know she claims she worked in a McDonald's. What a disgrace. Lies, nasty woman.
Right, but we really need to stay focused on important campaign matters.
It's like... the most important story, Elon. McDonald's, I went there. It was beautiful. Do you know they no longer have the workers make the fries with their hands?
Dude, we are like 10 days away from getting the nuclear codes.
It's incredible.
Which would make me really super cool. And you're talking about her summer job from like 9 at 83 or
they
whatever?
They destroyed this country. Before Biden Biden Harris, the young maidens of McDonald's with their flaxen hair would dip their fair hands into the scalding oils.
What?
To feed their menfolk salty trans fat. So sad, it's all gone. Woke crazy Kamala has destroyed McDonald's.
Dude, it doesn't matter. We have to plot our revenge on Tim Walz, who called me a dipshit.
He said dipshit.
Dips.
What a vulgar, horrible man. Is he even a man? We don't even know.
Uh-huh.
I bet he could never measure up against Arnold Palmer. What a hunk he was. Boy, oh boy, when they saw him...
Forget about that. We cannot allow Walz to call me a dipshit.
Well, she calls me a horrible, unstable fascist, unfit for office.
Well,
which is wrong, lies. I'm a very stable fascist, the best, better than Hitler. Hitler lost. I don't want my fascists to get caught. Ended up in a bunker with his dog. That's how scared he was of the immigrants eating dogs. Wow.
All right, look, we need to get back on point. Remember, I am the goat.
Don't tell them in Ohio you're a goat. The immigrants are going to eat you.
Yeah, but we're going to win. Musk, Trump, 2024. We are going to win.
Sorry, what? Musk? Trump?
Uh-huh.
How does... Where does... What are you...
Well, the campaign is very simple.
Uh-huh.
You say all the stupid things, and I will be the genius.
Sounds familiar. Look, if you've got an Arnold Palmer, then we got a deal.
Okay, look, dude, shut up and buy, okay?
Yes, sir.
Barman, stick us on another pointer plane there.
Minister!
Dora! I'm your sagacious spinners.
Must we always meet in the Scaldy Jack's pub?
Yep.
This place gives me the creeps.
Ah, would you stop? They don't let the creeps in till it gets dark.
Oh.
It's a big weekend, Minister.
What?
The latest emergency accommodation figures are being released.
Yes. Oh. Are you okay?
No, I'm fine. Go on.
So, the media shorthand them as the homeless figures.
And they are, as per your parlance,
yes,
pretty bleeding whopper.
It's a whole new record, 14,760 people.
That's nearly 2,000 more than this time last year.
Child homelessness rises 17% in 12 months.
It's pretty disgraceful.
Yeah, I feel nauseous.
Is everything...
Minister?
Malahide.
Minister?
Malahide, I'm Malahide.
What's happening? He's turning a scary color and going bulgy, like more than usual.
Oh no, I forgot when Spin Dr. Jekyll gives him certain bad news.
He becomes Mr. Malahide. What do we do?
Spin our way out of it. Look, Minister, it's a bank holiday. People are distracted.
They won't even notice the figures, and they could be argued to be among international norms.
And we've hidden thousands of homeless people in other figures and bar charts, all of which are whopper, but...
Yeah.
There we are.
Sorry, I don't know what came over me there. I'm wrecked.
You're working so hard.
Right, how's me home building targets looking?
Well,
your policies mean fewer houses are being built this year.
What?
Compared to last, but...
But we can spin it. We're sort of, kind of, maybe on target, because nobody remembers we've missed all the other targets other years.
Expectations are so low that building 20,000 less homes than needed can actually be made to feel fine.
Like,
no matter how bad the failures of your department are, we can just say we've turned a corner and it sounds true, ishy.
Yes.
Ugh, sorry. I shouldn't have had that owl sandwich I found in my shoe earlier. All right.
No.
What else have you got?
You're going to love this. With Sinn Féin bombing in the polls.
And Fine Gael decimated.
This is looking like Fianna Fáil's year.
You're going to be free of housing before too long.
Japers, I might even get away with splurging money on that golf club in me Port Marnock backyard. Oh. You know, the one that no jacks for the women for years.
Yes, and of course Fianna Fáil will soon look younger than Fine Gael.
Especially with Jack Chambers as the next leader.
What?
It's so good.
I know,
it's
right? Incredible.
Oh no, we forgot the rules of Dr. Jekyll and Malahide.
There he goes. Gosh, hearing Jack's name really sets him off, doesn't it?
I wish he could smash through his targets like he just did that window.
Yeah.
Search for my spark and I found it.
Sorry.
The Minister Chambers, don't creep up on someone like that in terms of...
Didn't mean to spook you there, Daddy Mihole. It's just I've become so good at what you want me to do, blend into the doorframe and not get noticed.
It is true. We don't want high-profile finance minions like Noonan and Donoghue or Cowan and McCreevy. It didn't work out for them, you know.
No.
Dull is a new pizzazz, Jack.
Don't I know it. On his last day in finance, people still thought Michael McGrath was a bin man on his way into court.
Charged under the offences against the crack act.
Listen, I heard some fossil has just retired from our party. Is this the start of the Fine Gael style stampede for the pensions exit?
No, not at all. Jackie Cahill was only one of the ne'er-do-nothings. The problem is that the constituency is temporary. It is full of blackguards, cider factories and nasty hurling.
Yeah?
Nasty hurling.
Right, so we have to select the right replacement candidate. How is it looking so far?
Well, at the minute it's between Cahill's sister and the son of Michael Smith, who was a TD from the Hohiasic period of history in terms of...
For goodness sake, how come the only criteria to run for Fianna Fáil is that you're related close enough to be the pallbearer for the young lad before you?
That's why I love this party.
What?
Sure, we've had fellas who've had their election posters and memorial cards printed on the same day with the same photo.
Go ahead.
Just to save a few bob, like.
Actually, I was scrolling through our website for a laugh last night, and in the TD section, if you put the Moynihans next to Brendan Smith, you'd think you were on RIP.ie. I nearly typed out a moving tribute under a photo of John McGuinness.
It would be the only one in terms of... God forgive us. But no. We've plenty of young talent at the party. Yourself, Peter Burke, no?
He's a blue shirt.
Is he? Go away.
Yeah.
I could have swore. And Patrick O'Donovan, I'm always half mortified by him till I remember that he's with Harris as well.
Yeah, they were probably on a stag the night before filling out the form and ended up in the wrong political party.
Just true. Like Ellen Kelly. Have you seen Ellen Kelly when he looks fit to burst? Oh, if he put Cowan on his passport, he'd get by Homeland Security, no bother.
Speaking of the Americans, are you following the elections over there, Daddy Mihol?
Oh, no, just sure I'm glued to it. Any demented political campaigns that make us lot look semi-competent are to be encouraged.
Yeah, it's very exciting now.
Sure, every time we're caught by the Taoiseach laughing about a Harris, we just pretend it's herself rather than him we've been talking about. Just like a pento.
Still, she's been very dispiriting so far.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Trump is bad, but we never expected a useless Harris who can't say or do one thing they would do differently from their predecessor.
Just like our Harris, in terms of...
What? Happy Halloween!